nephew. Put some money on it.
They call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission. I think his name's pronounced people.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
That's an achy breaky molly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a Bumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on a mare's dick.
Yeah. When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want fuck.
Share now.
Living life like every day is my last podcast.
You can just share now unless you want to write something about it.
What up, foppers? It's I, the commish. We are live. What are you asking me now, Ian?
Just tell me how computers work.
When a mommy and daddy decide that they really want to have a computer, they go to the Apple store because they don't realize that PCs are actually way more functional these days. However, you don't run the same risk of losing a PC because you wanted to play poker with your brother online. And that's what happened to me with my laptop. We are here with the round one results of our 90s cartoon bracket. With me, as mostly always, we got Meg and Aunt Viv.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey.
What up, lady slash gentleman? I'll let you know.
Ashley.
And I just realized, my PayPal account information is just being shown to everyone. All right, back to the spreadsheets. Whoops.
Oh, nice.
No, I've had two things that I've ordered, and I think I'm just never going to see them, and especially not by the time I need to see them.
Yeah, I realized I ordered something on Amazon, and I still haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah. So at this point, fuck Arm the Animals, which is a t-shirt company that I think just ripped me off for like $70. And I still got faith in the holster I ordered for my trail safety on my upcoming backpacking trip.
Nice.
Speaking of which, I've been walking around in full hiking boots the last day and a half trying to break these in so I get to look real cool up until my trip at the end of July.
Cool.
I bet you look very fashionable.
I look ridiculous. I have.
Did you buy them at the Fashionable Mail?
No, unfortunately, they were closed due to COVID and assault allegations, I'll just say, and had to go to REI.
Mmm.
Mmm.
I got boots from REI 7 years ago, still using.
I had boots as well, and I lost them when I told them my car in L.A., and they impounded my car and then wouldn't let me go back for seconds because I could only take what I could carry. So, in other words, someone robbed the shit out of my car while I was in an impound, and they wouldn't let me go back and get my stuff. And that's how I also lost a nice jacket and all
Dignity.
My...
What are you talking? You're talking tweed? Talking,
No, like a camping, like, micro-poof REI jacket. And then all of
at
my...
At least you had lost all of your dignity well before that.
I mean, that's been non-existent. So, yeah. But those boots I had for 12 years or something. And they were fantastic. Yeah. I went to Philmont with them. I did all of my scouting after that. And then 9 years in Montana. And then I probably totaled my car like 6 months into living into L.A. Not even. Mm. Yeah,
I'm gonna say, let's dedicate this podcast to your boots.
Yeah, in memory.
They had a Philmont brand on it, which probably means nothing to you non-scouts, but big deal. Yeah. I branded
like scouts.
Yeah, Eagle Scout baby. Anyway, we're here to talk about the 90s cartoon bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into that, let's have a little bitch sesh on how difficult it is to explain to people that there are two steps to this.
Yeah, Ian, did you have any trouble? Because I could barely get anyone to understand one of the two things I needed them to do, just way over their heads.
I had a pretty straightforward, you know. Also, Dan, you mean Matt?
Mm-mm.
I have five people.
Oh, y'all look at you. Okay. No, it's like it's not everyone filled out the bracket completely. And I told them, it's like, if you want to win a prize, you got to fill out the bracket completely.
Yeah.
But some people want the prize. That's what, like, it's, I've gotten a lot of people like, well, prize? Okay, I'm doing this.
That's hilarious.
Did you tell them what the prize is?
No, they have no idea. They have no idea.
Is it a Laurel and a Hardy handshake?
Laurel and Hardy?
They have a specific handshake?
Obviously, you are not familiar with Blazing Saddles.
Bro, if I'm they really, cancel I'm Blazing not. Saddles, I'm going to fucking riot.
How do you cancel a movie that came out 40 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. They're just doing everything
now. I guess
now.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Anything that appears to be racist, even though that's the whole joke, that the white people are the dumb ones in the whole movie.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I got a nice little crew of people that will riot if they cancel Blazing Saddles.
I think society would.
I mean, it's Mel Brooks, for Christ's sake. And you know, Richard Pryor was supposed to be Bart.
Yep.
And yep. I think he helped write the movie, but he was
too
unreliable, I guess, as a actor, which I think works out.
Or did he set his hair on fire?
No, that was much later. I don't think crack was a thing before drugs were. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was in the Muppet movie.
Speaking of crack,
wait,
what about 90s cartoons?
Hold on a sec. Richard Pryor's in the Muppet movie? It's been so long.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, he's like every celebrity has a small part in the Muppets movie. He's the black celebrity that makes a cameo. Oh, it's like when they're at the they're at some carnival, being rascals. You know, Fozzie's there. He's up his old tricks.
Wait, tricks or tricks?
All right, well, don't spoil it. I'll go back and watch it.
But also, to go along with this, there's a new Muppets show coming out, and RuPaul's in it.
Nice.
I was once in an elevator with RuPaul. Humongous. Right. Like, the tallest person I've ever seen.
So tall. And then you put heels on
that. Yeah, they are, like, 7 feet tall.
Yeah. When we would have guests on Drag Race, the female guests would always come up to about here on Ru.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, so where to begin, boys? Any last requests before we start revealing results here?
No, keep the sentence out of it.
I mean, if they win, they win.
Yep.
Speaking of Descendants, Bobby, did you see that Descendants soccer shirt I sent you?
Yeah, that stuff was pretty cool. It was confusing. Like, I didn't understand the connection, and then I read the wiki, like you said.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, man, because, like, that type of soccer – so what we're talking about is St. Pauli FC, which is a German football club – well, sporting club that has a football team.
Yes.
And, I guess FC means that's, you know what I'm saying here.
Football.
It's fucking soccer. It's fucking soccer.
Yeah, but you gotta, it's FC, not SC.
They did used to have American football.
Yeah.
But they couldn't maintain a youth division.
That's amazing. But essentially, during the 80s and early 90s, there was a huge rise in, like, really big, ultra right winged football, like, firms and stuff. And they were like, screw that, Nazi sucks, so we're going to make the
anti-Nazi,
or for lack of a better term, football club.
They were anti-fascist, anti-sexism,
and yeah.
Anti-racist, anti-homophobia before it was cool.
Yeah. It was, but it was really dope because, like I said, it was a plague across Europe with the football clubs. And I imagine it got pretty nasty in Germany for some reason. I think, you know, they might have had a problem with that at some point in history.
Yeah.
But so I don't really understand how they started to get linked up with punk bands, though. Did you understand that?
Well, pretty much there was a punk singer who first brought the Jolly Rogers to a game and used that as a flag.
Okay.
And where the team's located is in the red light district, and there were a bunch of squatters in that district, so naturally the punk scene was very popular in that community.
Okay.
So it just sort of happened naturally. Anti-Flag, you know, was repping them back in the day. I'm really curious how the Bad Religion match against their third division team happened.
Okay, I feel like this needs its own FOP episode. Because we're solid 20 minutes in, and we haven't mentioned one thing about cartoons. Cool.
So we just want to start at the top?
I guess so. This round is not exciting. I think there's no real upsets that I could tell from my votes. But that being said,
I had some neck and neck ones. I had ones that were really close.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Yeah.
And I mean, I guess this is really dumb to say and obvious because this is how every bracket works, but there was like huge blowouts and neck and neck and no real like medium competition. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't just like teams or shows doubling up on each other. But once again, the Ian comes through. Different bracket, different Ian, but with an insane amount of votes, and I just hope they keep up, because, I mean, if we can get 30-ish each round, I feel like it makes it a lot more legit. But, so let's save our votes till the end.
Well, the end of the show or the end of revealing?
The end of, like, each discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll add ours after we've gone through, and I guess I'll just start, obviously, 10-0, the Simpsons beats the Max. What more can I say? I don't even know. I didn't remember the show, the Max. My boy Jim said that was a hard decision for him, but at the end of the day, the Simpsons win. The only reason why I bring that up is, like, aside from you guys, that's the only other person that knew anything about that show, the Max.
I mean, the Max was awesome, but I don't think it was going to have a shot against the Simpsons. So
yeah,
my votes came in 5-0.
Yeah.
I got 24-0. And the common consensus, as you said, Bobby, like, people were devastated to, like, if the Max against any other cartoon, perhaps, you know,
that's
so you also, Ian, you're also more in tune with a comic book crowd.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't think Bobby and I are. And I think it's the comic book crowd that would go for the Max or even remember slash know what it is.
So the Simpsons set a new record on Fopcast brackets, winning 39-0.
Nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, that won't be the last time we see that. And I'm guessing both of you guys went the Max too. So that would actually bring it up to 42. So I will add
You mean went the Simpsons?
42, the Simpsons. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to add our votes onto my bracket just so it keeps the math there. All right, for the sake of entertainment and not just going through the one seeds and 16 seeds, let's jump around here a little bit. Hey Arnold versus Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
This is a surprising one, to me at least.
Okay, I wasn't that surprised. I got 2 for Hey Arnold and 7 for Pinky and the Brain. So, damn near blowout.
I thought people liked Hey Arnold. Maybe I guess I was wrong.
Dan,
I never really liked it.
I think it's a comparison thing. I don't think
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think Hey Arnold just got a bad seed in the first one.
I think I expected more of an outcome for Hey Arnold, but I think that it got penalized for being just another Nickelodeon show.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of just fell in line with all the others. Whereas Pinky and the Brain was just sort of, even though it was a spinoff, it was its own real entity. So, but I got 5-0 for Pinky and the Brain.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. I got 17 Pinky and the Brain, 7 Hey Arnold.
A novel showing, but obviously Pinky and the Brain's going to take it. What about your guys' personal votes? All Pinky?
Pinky.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched Hey Arnold quite a bit. I thought it was a great show. Like, Stoop Kid was a hilarious little bit. But again, I think it just fell to being another Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, I got to say, I did not watch that much Hey Arnold. At that point, I had kind of fallen off the cartoon train. Pinky and the Brain taking it. 32. Oh, by the way, it's Pinky and the Brab. I left all of Ian's broken arm spelling on there. Dude, you're like completely out of frame. You should tuck your camera down a little bit, Ian.
Yeah, you're going like full Wilson. Yeah.
I'm on my iPad, bros.
Okay, well, whichever. Tight. We just want to see your face and your beautiful cat.
Yeah, a little cat in the basket.
Yeah, next up, Doug versus Cow and Chicken. Any thoughts?
I feel bad for Cow and Chicken, I think.
Yeah, this is another bad sitch. So I'll just come out. I did my vote's for Doug on this one. Dan?
My personal vote is definitely Doug.
Okay. Ian?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did Doug as well. I just hope someone would vote for Cow and Chicken. I think I got two.
I got one for Cow and Chicken and 11 for Doug.
Yeah.
I got a clean sweep for Doug.
With 5, yeah. Ian, you got 2 for Cow and Chicken, so...
Mm-hmm.
This was also a weird one, though, because I'm pretty sure it was kind of late. So 38-3, Cow and Chicken. I mean, Doug takes it. Wow, I really got to get those straight.
Yeah. I mean, Cow and Chicken was good, but Doug was kind of revolutionary.
Yeah, it was Nicktoons. It was, I mean, depending on how you look at it, it was the original Nicktoon. I think it aired first. Yeah, but it was like, it was also the first one on that lineup. And it was a good-ass show, man. Like, all things considered.
Yeah, and it had plenty of talking head references.
I think it had one. What other one besides the big suit did it have?
Well, I mean, just that whole episode.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mr. Dink was a huge Talking Heads fan.
True.
I don't recall this being discussed. Okay. Next up, The Tick versus Pepper Ann. And, I mean, damn, Ashley. What's up?
I just have this. I want to bring something up. Pepper Ann and The Tick. A lot of people, meaning like my girlfriend and like 2 others, I've noticed that it's very dude-centric, the votes. So The Tick and Pepper Ann, I think it is like a boy show versus a girl show. And I think a lot of our female fans, like Ashley, might be a little annoyed that The Tick may have won. But here's the thing, female fans, y'all could have voted. I just want to throw that out there.
To counter that, I recorded 3 out of my 5 female votes. 3 out of my 5 votes came from females.
Mm-hmm.
All 5 of my votes went Tick.
What? Oh.
So.
Maybe I should be friends with better females.
Possibly.
Wow.
I think The Tick was also just an awesome show. And Pepper Ann, although it was a good show, was very late to this party.
And okay, I'll admit we have kind of a deaf ear to female shows. There's no My Little Pony. There's no whatever. Female targeted shows. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's my point. But that being said, I mean, Tick won 7-1 for me, and that one was Ashley, and that is the only female that bothered to fill out a bracket in my constituency.
I mean, this isn't supposed to be a, like, definitive list. This is our list.
Yeah, but all 3 of us go Tick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ian.
I don't see 2 live-action spinoffs of Pepper Ann.
That's true. Not yet.
God willing, yeah.
Ian had a 20-4 for Pepper Ann, so that's a decent showing. But in the end of the day, Tick takes it. Big reveal, 35-5.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, it's all... pretty much blowouts. And I think next round is when we're going to start seeing some real competition.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the point of seeding in the first place.
Right. Okay, so next up, Animaniacs versus The Head. I had no votes for The Head, which I actually am a little bit surprised at, given who some of my voters were. And Animaniacs took it 8-0 for me.
Yeah, in no way am I surprised that I got another 5-0 sweep for the Animaniacs. The Head, you know, is a show Ian and I may have watched, but I don't think it was one of those shows that a lot of people watched.
I had a lot of people say, like, oh, The Head, I forgot all about that show.
Right.
But yeah, Animaniacs is the winner here.
Which makes me wonder, so The Head came from a bigger show. Oh, another 20-4 for Animaniacs for Ian. Right? What was that?
Yeah.
Liquid television. So I wonder if we had to put Liquid Television on, if that had gotten any more.
I don't know.
But Animaniacs, another blowout, 33-4. Although, like, I feel like anything getting votes is kind of huge in this round. Because it's like, wow, 4 people preferred The Head over Animaniacs, or 5 people. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And hey, Uncle... Sorry.
What?
Hey, Arnold.
He's making fun of your one-arm spelling.
Next up. Now, this one I'm excited about because I really, although I did see all the results, since I blacked them out, I now don't remember them specifically. But
nice.
This is good. The Critic versus Dexter's Lab. This is a very hard matchup in my mind because
yeah,
I think this is the only like real matchup we have so far.
Yeah,
meaning that like The Critic deserves to be rated where it is, but it easily fell to the back of people's minds, whereas Dexter's Lab came out much later, so it was a little bit more fresh in people's minds.
And it was a great show.
Yeah.
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 I'm very curious on the outcome of this.
And this is the first one where I have a split decision. I'll just go first. Critic got 3, which made me really happy, but Dexter's Lab got 2.
Okay. So I got a 5-4 in favor of The Critic, which makes me really happy. But at the same time, man, there's going to be some upset folks over there in the Dexter's Lab camp.
Yeah.
So it was pretty much a blowout for me, like 16 for The Critic and 8 for Dexter's Lab.
The Critic is the Descendants.
No way.
No, you're right. You're right. They're undisputed. They're Less Than Jake?
I thought that's an analogy. No, yeah, because Less Than Jake versus Lagwagon.
No, because I don't hate The Critic.
Right, but that's, I'm saying, like, as far as votes go. All right, cool. So that's 3 of us for The Critic, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to add 3 to mine, and then let's go on over to the total here. This is a great way to do it, by the way. I'm glad... 27-14. Wow. Okay. So that was a close one until Ian. That's insane though. 16-4.
16-8.
Okay. That's, I mean, that's noble, but damn. Yeah. I think anyone that remembers The Critic, like, loves it.
Remembers it fondly. Yeah. It's,
yeah. Cause it's like, it's
easily forgotten, but once you remember, you're like, oh man, that show was so good.
Right. You know, it's like, fuck, I can't even think of a comparison. You know what it is? It's the Dana Carvey show of cartoons.
Do you guys? Yeah, good. Yeah.
Have you guys watched that documentary on Hulu about
it? Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
I've watched it 3 times and I laugh my dick off every time because my mom and I would watch that show thinking, oh, Dana Carvey right after Home Improvement. And then that's like the whole thing. Go watch Too Funny to Fail, Fop Fan. Oh, actually, by the way, someone's friend Jared agreed that The Head was great, but not as great as Animaniacs.
That'd be Jared Leavitt?
I just didn't want to, like, put someone's last name out there.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry, Jared.
No, it's okay. I don't think it matters. I don't think Jared our fan Schwartzberg? Will...
You're not going to get canceled for watching...
Actually, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, right. speaking of which, I actually put the link to the meeting in case anyone wants to get real randy and come argue something. So hopefully that happens. Although I guess I should have just surprised you with that. That would have been much better. Next up, Ah Real Monsters versus Sailor Moon. I got 6-3 in favor of Ah Real Monsters, which I was actually surprised about because if you think about it, technically Sailor Moon was a female targeted audio or show. And as we've explained, I only had 1 out of, let's call it, 10 votes that was actually female. So I'm curious to see how this one goes for you guys.
I mean, again, I had a 5-person list, 3 of which were female, and only 1 voted for Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon, though, Ah Real Monsters is awesome, but I'm surprised Sailor Moon hasn't gotten more votes just for its pop culture relevance.
I think those votes went to Dragon Ball instead. Just throwing that out there.
I think I agree with both of you. Yeah, Dan, I'm also surprised. I thought Sailor Moon would have a bigger, you know, whatever. Mine are really close. This is one of the closer ones. It's 13 for Ah Real Monsters and 11 for Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. So where do we go?
I don't remember.
I went Sailor Moon just for pop culture relevance.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look too, actually.
I also went for Sailor Moon.
And I did watch Ah Real Monsters pilot before it was ever on TV. I have a lot of personal investment in that show, but I had to go for cultural relevance.
I actually chose Ah Real Monsters because I watched it, and that makes my vote 7-5. So here's the big reveal, folks. 24-17, Ah Real Monsters.
Not surprised.
Ah, this is close though, man. I honestly didn't think Sailor Moon was going to get a lot of love, but I think a lot of pop culture reference clout there.
Am I right that that's our first real upset though? Sailor Moon was the 7 seed and Aubrey Monsters is a 10.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's technically an upset.
That's true.
And or bad seeding on our part.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
No, it's an upset. We did great.
We did awesome. Next up, here's my little – oh, I don't even know. I don't even think this is the Living End because I think the Living End won one round. Who was my little darling in the last one? Anyway, reboot versus Batman the Animated Series.
This is Sublime.
Yeah.
This is your version of Sublime.
Yeah, I guess. I loved reboot, but I had to go Batman. Like, it was undeniable.
Yeah, I think Batman is definitely going to be a sweetheart here. I mean, it gave us Harley Quinn, and I think that's going to take it a long way.
I mean,
it also gave us Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill as the Joker and Batman also.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that my friend Devin, when I sent him the bracket, he was like, reboot versus Batman. Oh, and I was like, really?
Yeah, I got one of those, and it wasn't just me either. So I'm not crazy. Reboot was dope. Great concept. If there was ever there need to do a reboot. Now that technology is great, because one thing I remembered about that show, so it's all these like essentially these people that serve as NPCs in these games, right? But they die if the player comes in and kills them in the game. So it's
like they die in real life.
Well, they die in the computer existence that they live in.
That's really interesting. I had no idea what reboot was about.
I think
I thought it was people sucked in the internet. And they were stuck in
there. No, this was like way pre-internet. This was like just really crappy computer animation.
But so it sounds like
still better than this first season of Clone Wars.
Sounds like it's the new Ryan Reynolds movie that's coming up soon. Free Play, I think it's called.
NPC, non-player character. Yeah.
No, that's what the movie's called. Is Free Play.
Oh, I thought it was called NPC.
I think we got to ease on the comparisons here. We're going too crazy.
Yeah.
Can't compare everything to something.
Anyway. Just saying. I still think the concept for reboot holds strong because, I don't know, it gave a lot of potential for, like, cool stuff because one day it's, like, a laser game, and then the next day it's, like, a medieval game. So, lots of fun stuff there. Anyway, 9-0 for reboot. All three of us chose Batman, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that brings it up to 12 on my count. Dan had a 5-0. Ian?
I had one lone vote for reboot. I don't remember who it was.
Oh my god! Give that guy a medal.
I think it was my friend Andy.
But he didn't fill out a full bracket.
No, he did.
Wait, what? I need to see these brackets.
My brackets are separate from yours.
Okay, that's a problem because for scoring, that's something we got to address in a little bit.
You guys can work on that for the next few days.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, pretty obvious what happened here. We know we got one vote for reboot, but how many for Batman? 40. 40-1. Still not as bad as the Max versus the Simpsons. Okay. In another...
Well, I think that means our math is off by one on that one. Shouldn't it be 41?
Yeah, no. 1 for reboot, 40 for Batman.
Yeah.
No, 41 for Batman is what I'm saying.
No, because the number of votes isn't consistent.
Okay.
Because some people just were like I had one dude just say Space Ghost, and I counted that for Space Ghost.
Sure. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. It gets screwy, but remember, we face the same problem. Next up, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Amazingly, although I had quite a few people fill out brackets and vote, only 8 for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and none for the Mighty Ducks, obviously. The Ducks were representative of all the failed rip-offs of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I mean, I don't even think it belonged on the list.
Dude, we had to have one of them
for the other day.
Yeah, but that's no, because like you said the same thing about Cowboys and Moo Mesa. You said the same thing about Street Sharks. But we had to have one of these sacrificial lambs that was a rip-off.
I would have rather had Street Sharks.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I think we would have gotten a vote because one of them wore rollerblades. And his
I
name.
Got,
was Blades.
I actually got two votes for Mighty Ducks.
Holy shit.
One of them was from my friend Cousin Eddie because he really likes hockey. And the other one was from my friend Andy, same guy. I think he was just being a dick.
Cool.
It sounds like it. Yeah, I got a 5-0.
You have a nice round number. I'll give you that. All right. 35-2. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles take it. Next up. Ooh. That was weird. I don't know why my Spotify is turning on.
Oh, by the way, I definitely went Turtles myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's 38. We all did, yeah. That's 38 then. Next up, Celebrity Deathmatch versus Freakazod. Oh, sorry. Freakazoid.
I think this was another. I don't know about you guys. This was like, I was surprised about how many votes I got for Celebrity Deathmatch. But I think this was also like the head where it's like, oh, I forgot all about that show. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And as much as I love Freakazoid, but I could see people kind of throwing that away as like another Disney Afternoon or you know, Fox Afternoon.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my votes came in 3 for Celebrity Deathmatch and 2 for Freakazoid, which surprised me a little bit.
Wow.
7-1 for Celebrity Deathmatch, and
whoa.
I was surprised at first, but then I thought about who I was asking, and even though I would venture to say that most of these people probably watched a lot more Freakazoid than they did Celebrity Deathmatch, I was so stoked, and I remember, like, you know, back in the day before the internet, like, figuring out, like, how to watch Celebrity Deathmatch as much as possible because A, it was claymation and I loved it, and B, like, it was just, it was hilarious, man. Like, I remember they had one where it was, like, just two random celebrities, and the whole joke was, like, they didn't have a specific beef. It was just a clerical error, and then it ended up being, like, it was, like, Luke Perry versus, it was, like, so random, but it was, I just remember, I thought that was so, like, clever and funny. But yeah. 7-1, very surprised Freakazoid did not get more love. However, where do our votes lie?
Freakazoid.
I'm pretty sure I did Freakazoid. Let me durable check.
Okay.
Yeah, I did Freakazoid.
Ian, I don't want you to tell us your votes because I don't want to bury the lead on this one.
Oh, sure.
Celebrity Deathmatch wins 20-19.
Oh. Whoa! That is wild. That's an upset.
What were your votes, Ian?
Oh, we got some love from your boy Jared here saying that Deathmatch was not a cartoon and shouldn't be on there. It's animated, man. It's animation.
Jared, on behalf of the three of us, grow a dick and suck it.
Oh, he said it, not me. I don't know you. Thanks for watching.
That's awesome. I'm excited Celebrity Deathmatch. As much as I love Freakazoid, that's pretty cool.
I think Celebrity Deathmatch might go a lot further than we thought.
Yeah. I am sad to see Freakazoid go, but at the same time, I tried watching it a little while ago, and I didn't feel like it held up the way I wanted it to.
Hmm. That's sad.
Yeah.
Hashtag sad.
I mean, it's a kid's show.
Right. But I still can watch many, many kid's shows that I hold up.
Well, Batman, the animated series, is just a good-ass show. Like, can you imagine if that was R-rated? Like, it would be one of the best shows of all time. And it doesn't have to be. I'm just saying, like, more adults would be like, yeah, that show's the greatest. Okay, next up, we got a 4 versus 13 seed. Upset potential here, although I think Ian's votes are going to, like, really tip this one. We got Daria versus Angry Beavers. Daria, of course, the spinoff of Beavis and Butthead. And Angry Beavers, a late Nicktoon. So I think this is an age thing. But yeah. My votes, as they stand before we add ours, 6-4 for Daria.
I have a 3-2 for Daria.
Okay. Ian?
I have a 21-3 for Daria.
Okay. So I'm guessing all three of us went Daria.
But I want to step back. I don't think it's just because I don't think it's an age thing. I think Daria was like an important groundbreaking show where it's like every adult cartoon was just like fat men behaving badly. And then snarky Daria shows up. it was all like farts and you know, dick jokes, and then you know, Daria, you know, Cannon was awesome.
That's true. Yeah. I guess it sounded like I was downplaying Daria. I actually watched more Daria than I did Beavis and Butthead.
Because it was the better show.
It was a better show, much like kind of like an American Dad Family Guy relationship, even though technically they aren't connected.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely not Cleveland show. But
oh, there you go. That's what I meant to say.
But yeah, Angry Beavers, I kind of agree with the general point. I was afraid, and given my two votes, that it was going to be a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weren't allowed to watch MTV, you didn't watch Daria, but Angry Beavers, if you were young, you were going to watch it.
Right.
So I just thought it was going to be generational, and it probably was.
Cool. Well, yeah, unfortunately, 33-9, I thought Angry Beavers' clout would carry itself through other fan bases, but I guess not. Damn. Okay, so that had potential, but did not live up to it.
It fizzled. It fizzled out.
Yeah, next up, Bobby's World versus Life with Louie. Two comedians made biographical shows. Interestingly enough, though, Life with Louie was a primetime show, I believe. And
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, not, no. Dude, just let me make shit up. No one's watching. Okay, anyway, Bobby's World versus Life with Louie. Howie Mandel versus Louie Anderson. I got a 7-2, and I was actually pleasantly surprised that Life with Louie got any love on this. Personally, I went with Bobby's World just because of the... I knew it was the bigger show ultimately. What say you, gentlemen?
I got a 5-0 for Bobby's World. Now, I think we might have gotten more love had it been Camp Candy and not Life with Louie.
Probably.
Camp Candy. John Candy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't he die in like 93?
That was like 95.
Okay.
Cool Runnings was 94. I'm pretty sure.
Ian, why don't you do me a solid and rant while I look this up?
I'm looking it up.
Okay, so I chose Bobby's World for two reasons. One, I don't remember any lines from Life of Louie, but I remember one line from Bobby's World, and it was when his mom said, "Bobby, you could do that when you're your brother's age." And Bobby responded, "That's the thing. He's older. I'm never going to be my brother's age." I thought it was really funny. Also, I dated Howie Mandel's daughter for like a couple years.
Oh.
But in fairness, not that Howie Mandel, a different Howie Mandel. Still Howie Mandel.
But Camp Candy, 89 for three seasons.
Yeah, I know. Final episode, 92. Okay, so all three of us for Bobby's World. Okay, with that, our grand total for Bobby's World versus Life with Louie, 33-8. Jesus Christ.
And for the record, John Candy died in 94.
See, Camp Candy might have had a chance if it was an actual 90s cartoon. Anyway, X-Men versus Arthur. Another surprise for me here, only because I thought that people would rep Arthur because I know that they watched the shit out of it when they were a lot younger.
And it's meme quality.
Well, there's that too, which would be a bad reason to vote for it, in my opinion. Anyway, Bobby's World, or sorry, X-Men 7-1 on my votes, and then I'm guessing all three of us went X-Men.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the few shows that I actually remember like the theme song in my head without any reminders.
I have Animaniacs permanently stuck in my head until we finish this bracket, so I'm heavily motivated to get this shit done.
So 5-0 for X-Men on my votes.
Dan, you have like the perfect number to describe the ratio. With five votes only, it's like 5-0, a 3-2, or a 1-4. So it's like if you just do percentages there, it's very telling. So props to you. Yeah, Ian.
Come on. I had a pretty high turnout, all things considered, for Arthur. Also, props to Arthur for having, you know, same-sex marriage in their cartoon, being very progressive.
Wait. Wasn't that later, though?
Yeah, still, it's progressive. I'm just giving them props where props is due.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But X-Men, 100%. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, every X-Men movie is still trying to live up to that cartoon.
I agree. And few succeed.
None have succeeded.
Jared says you can hear X-Men's theme in Whitney Houston's I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Dan, you showed that to me. You remember you showed me
when I was Who was it, Jared?
Jared,
Thank you. I realized that when I was doing Drag Race and the lip sync battle was that Whitney Houston song. And I just couldn't get it out of my head the whole time.
Get the fuck out of here. You guys are kidding me. That's amazing. I wish we could play it.
When you when you hear it, Bobby, it's going to blow your mind.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, well, here's the thing is, like, now that you mention it, I have definitely been in some place where there was music playing, and I'm like, why are they playing the X-Men theme? Like, that has happened in my life. Doesn't happen with Animaniacs. Doesn't happen with The Simpsons. It happens with X-Men. And for that reason alone, I think I need to switch my bracket.
There's another one I can't think of right now that I've I can't remember the real song, but I think it's like the DuckTales.
Yeah,
song is another like pop cult pop icon.
Right. Well, you got to remember, like, up until the 90s and even to some degree in the 90s, like, stealing melodies and shit all the time. No one gave a shit.
Yeah, that's how you made songs. You know?
That's how you made Sublime. I mean, like, let's be honest. But that's not a dig. It's just they didn't care because they were the last like grunge-ish band like that. Anyway,
not a dig.
Yeah, 6-11 or 6 seed versus 11 seed, Tailspin versus Duckman. Upset potential here in my bracket.
Me too.
4-5. Okay, Ian. It kind of sucks that this wasn't spread out evenly, but I'm really glad we got so many votes from Ian. Because
I think what you're working out makes sense though. Because you say your few, I say my 5-0 for Tailspin, which really art. And then Ian blows us out of the water, or like balances it out.
Look, it's very even on my end. Like, just because you guys can't keep up, don't be shitting on my people.
No, it's not that at all. It's just wasn't a dig.
You know how hard it is having one arm, Bobby. You try having one arm and sending a bracket to all your friends on social media.
Do you know what it is to like get this close to realizing that someone wants to make a cartoon with you, and then that person shatters their drawing arm? Not quite as bad as what you went through, but it hurts.
You suffered the more pain.
I think Tailspin's going to suffer some pain right now.
Oh, no shit. Spoiler.
I was pretty surprised because I think Tailspin is the best of these shows. But I have 9 for Tailspin and 15 for Duckman.
Wow.
Holy shit. Okay, so where do we lie then, boys?
I went Duckman because I actually punish Tailspin. I don't think it's that great.
Oh, yeah.
Duckman, I think, was like, kind of like the original South Park. Not necessarily South Park, but just sort of like the original late night, prime time, non-MTV, dirty, dirty humor.
Yeah. I don't know, it got sentimental at times too.
And the first I Kill Kenny with those two little fluffy teddy bears.
Oh my god, you're so right.
Blenders and killed all the time.
Holy shit, Dan. I didn't even think of that. You're so right.
So
oh man. I think they're called Mambo. No, fuck, what are they called? It doesn't matter. But you're right. They were killed every episode.
Yep.
Fascinating. So what you're telling me right now, wait, I'm sorry, Dan, you said Duckman?
Fluffy and Uranus.
That's right.
I went Duckman.
Ian? Duckman?
Yes, Duckman, yep.
Okay. I have to say Tailspin, but after hearing that, I think if I had watched Duckman in the last 20 years at some point, I probably would have ultimately voted for that.
You should.
I will. I'm much more fascinated. Who voiced Duckman? Was that Costanza?
Yeah, Jason Alexander.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And again,
Dweezil Zappa did Ajax.
Hmm.
Oh. His dope.
And again,
son.
It was another show that I got to see the pilot episode before it was ever on TV.
Can you tell us why that is again?
My mom's best friend was an insurance agent for celebrity types and certain like industry companies. And one of their clients was Klasky Csupko,
creator of cartoons.
cartoons. Oh, yeah,
many like Rugrats, Ariel Monsters, obviously Duckman.
That was your neighbor, right? Your next door neighbor on.
No, that was a different connection.
Okay.
My next door neighbor did the graphics for the Lawnmower Man movie.
That's right. Yeah.
Which I saw before it was in the theaters. And it's the moment that I realized that movies were fake, or was told that movies are fake, so I could never be really scared by horror movies.
Nice.
To this day, the only scary movie that scares me is the 80s classic, Witches.
It's a scary movie. Dan is still terrified of lawnmowers, though.
Oh, yeah. Not men, but lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
Duckman.
Does Duckman win?
Wins 22-19.
Wow.
Yes.
Huge upset.
People are going to be upset by that.
Jared, are you okay?
If Jared's still watching, make a snide comment. Moving on, Garfield versus Tiny Tubes. this one, 4-5 for Tiny Toons. For me.
I got a 1-4 Tiny Toons wins.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine was close as well. 11-13 Tiny Toons.
All right. Where do we stand, guys?
Oh, Tiny Toons.
Yeah, definitely Tiny Toons.
Okay.
I did watch this Garfield a little bit, but it's
not memorable.
Yeah, and the comic strip was always more memorable. And I feel like his friends were more memorable than he was. And then to also add to it, Tiny Toons inspired a lot of spinoffs. Plus, Babs and Buster got creation credits. They created themselves. In the first episode, they created themselves. And in the first episode, they get created by credits.
Huh. That's clever as hell.
Damn.
Tiny Toons takes it 25-16. And that would have been slightly closer had all three of us not voted. But in no way close. DuckTales versus Kablam. So 2-15. I have a sneaking suspicion I know how this goes. But, gentlemen.
Another 1-4 in favor of DuckTales.
I had a 1-8 in favor of DuckTales.
I had a few people vote for Kablam, and I think it's because they thought it was something else. but yeah, DuckTales blew it out of the water.
Yeah, and I personally went DuckTales.
Yeah, I got to go DuckTales.
I did too, yeah.
The Birth of Launchpad, which...
I think if Tailspin and DuckTales had been inverted in here, DuckTales might have beat Duckman.
Yeah, I think so too.
Definitely. Which would have been funny. Lots of ducks. 35-6 for DuckTales.
Quack.
So
quack. Quack.
That was Mighty
quack.
Ducks.
Quack.
Was Mighty Ducks.
Oh, sorry.
My Mighty Ducks. Ren and Stimpy versus Bucky O'Hare. I think I'm not alone in saying that Bucky O'Hare is definitely going to win this one.
That's not even possible.
It is interesting to see, like, just how Hollywood, or I guess TV production in this case, which wasn't necessarily Hollywood, but still does this thing where it's like, hey, we had success with this. Let's make it in space. And by that I mean, like, hey, Bugs Bunny was a thing, let's make a cartoon bunny, but let's put him in space. Hey, DuckTales was a thing, let's make a X-rated duck thing, you know. And then like we said with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and like 90% of shows that lasted like one season. Anyway, so with our votes, it's 12-0, 9-0 without our votes in my thing for Ren and Stimpy. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we even say that? Ren and Stimpy versus Bucky O'Hare. Sorry.
Yeah. And do you think this was all inspired by Pigs in Space from the Muppets? Pigs in Space.
Nah, because like from what I remember about the show, I hope so. Pigs in Space is gold, by the way, because that's making it's the Spaceballs of the Muppets universe, right?
Yeah, well, before Spaceballs.
Well, right. But I'm saying that it's like the thing that takes the piss out of the whole genre.
But I think that's when the genre was pretty much just Star Trek.
Yeah. And like Star Wars.
Star Wars and Star Trek. Well, no, Flash Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
There was some other, like.
There was that puppet show.
Oh,
I can't think of the name of.
Dude,
Thunderbirds?
Yeah. Thunderbirds. Huh? Thunderbirds was, yeah. But no, it was Thunderbirds was on Earth, I think, and then yeah, there was like pilots. A version of it in space though. The weird marionettes that Team America yeah. fucking did. So what's the count for Ren and Stimpy here, boys? Let's be honest.
All of them. All the like it's.
My vote, your vote, people's votes. If Bucky O'Hare got one vote, I'll be surprised.
Not for me. Not on my end. Zero votes.
So not quite as good as The Simpsons. 41-0. Okay, next up, Recess versus Dr. Katz. I got a lot of love for Dr. Katz that I didn't think I was going to get. 6-3. How did your guys turn out?
I got a 4-1 for Recess, which doesn't sadden me, but I think it's a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
You and your generations. I had 15 Dr. Katz, 9 Recess.
So this one might be close then. Okay, I'm Dr. Katz. I put that in my bracket.
I went Katz because it was more groundbreaking, whereas Recess was just another, even though it was a good show, it was just another Disney animation store, kids show.
Yeah, it was like a Disney response.
Kids being jerks.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know anything about Recess. I think the main character's name was Ralphie. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty much like Hey Arnold meets Rugrats. In a schoolyard.
Yeah. Ian, did you go Katz or Recess?
Katz.
Okay, so that brings my total to dead even on my bracket with our votes added. So I think we're going to have a fun little reveal here, guys. Are you ready?
Do it.
Dr. Katz takes it 22-19.
Nice.
My bracket's not broken. Suck it.
That's another upset.
Yeah. Okay, next up we have Dark Wing Duck versus Tasmanua.
You knew what it was.
Yeah, I know. It's just I had to accentuate these spaces. Well, the thing is, I started correcting it when I copied and pasted it, and I was like, wait, this is hilarious.
This is what so with the punk bracket, I was able to go back and actually like listen to a lot of every band. Whereas with this, I couldn't really go back and like watch every single episode of a show or like episodes really. This is one where I'm curious if I went back and watched Tasmania, if I would actually put it over Darkwing Duck.
Did you?
No. I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a 4-1 for Darkwing Duck and personally voted for Darkwing Duck.
Okay. Ian?
It's just a ridiculous blowout. It's a 20 for Darkwing Duck and 4 for Tasmanua.
Okay. I had 11-0 for Darkwing Duck. A lot of people came out in support of this right off the bat. Like, I was pulling votes from our first original post. Like, people are like, Darkwing all the way. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
So I've only watched one episode of the new DuckTales. And it's actually great because they're rebooting Darkwing Duck.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And it's, you know, it's almost as if Darkwing Duck was a show on DuckTales. And they're going like all uber, like crazy dark and, you know, just like they would. And the actor is upset that he's not getting recast as Darkwing Duck.
Oh.
Hey, what was the name? I'm sorry. What was the name of the RoboCop superhero that was on DuckTales?
RoboDuck.
He's also in Darkwing.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
Oh, no, Gizmo Duck.
Gizmo Duck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was
like the Uniwheel.
Yeah.
Gizmo Duck.
Fenton Crackshell. Wait. His name is Fenton Crackshell.
Yeah.
And that's two drugs.
This is how he gets his armor on.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, none for Tasmania, and all three of us go Darkwing?
Yep.
Yeah, I had one vote for Tasmania, but
I was talking about my
thing. Yeah.
I'm just making sure I get my numbers right before we reveal that Darkwing Duck wins 38-5. That's not bad. 5 considering, I don't know. Next up,
it was an easily forgettable show. It didn't have a long run, and his dad was more memorable than he was.
Well, yeah, how Tasmanian Devil is more of a Looney Tunes icon because
for whatever reason. Like, I've seen some...
He was a great villain. He wasn't a great hero.
Yeah, he's a good buffoon.
Yeah.
Next up, the Rescue Ranchers versus Beast Wars. Chippendale Rescue Ranchers.
I got some complaints about your wording on the bracket because people saw Rescue Rangers and couldn't think of what that show was.
What? How?
Because they remember Chippendale, not Rescue Rangers. So they had to go and search and find it.
Okay.
So that's...
I mean, they voted for Rescue Rangers, but they had to be reminding.
I'm baffled by that, and my apologies go out, but I was trying to keep it as concise as possible.
Did they think it could be Paul and Jim's Rescue Rangers?
They could not remember Rescue Rangers.
Can we please make a Paul and Jim's Rescue Rangers shirt?
There was another one that got that complaint, but I can't remember what it was.
Probably Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, no, CB Celeb DM.
Okay, I wrote them out fully on the first thing, but then abbreviated as I filled it in. So I don't know what people were looking at. Okay, no, fair enough. That's confusing to me. But, I put Beavis and BH after the first round. Okay, if people want to take it up, whatever.
Seriously. No, I'm talking about this was on the digital.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. There's limited space. I don't know what to tell people.
No, I understand. I'm just saying people didn't understand what a celeb DM was.
Right. Fair enough.
Matt Mellinger thought it was a club.
Cameo or something where you slip into celebrities' DMs?
Yeah.
Hi-o. All right. Rescue Ranchers versus Transformers Beast Wars. This is funny because it's the two things that I absolutely had to shorten to fit, so hopefully that didn't affect the voting. I got 9-1 for Rescue Rangers, and that's where my vote's going as well.
4-1 Rescue Rangers, my vote also.
I feel bad because Beast Wars was a really cool show, but Rescue Rangers blew it out of 21-4.
What about your personal vote?
Oh, Rescue Rangers.
Okay. So that's a 12-1 after that, and I think we all know what's going to happen here. Bye-bye. Mr. Optimus Prime, you were a monkey in this show, and that's just fine. 37-5.
I'm going to disappear for a second for the next round.
No, let's just pause. All right, we're taking a look at the comments here. I missed a couple. Sorry about that. Omar says, let's go Duckman. Tiny Toons was one of the best new games ever. That's a good take, too.
Very true. Yeah.
Did have a good video game. Jason says, my hat is a moose in a canoe, and actually that's an inner tube, and we're looking for a team name, but I will send you stickers, dog. Kick me your address out there in Hawaii. Spanning all of America's time zones today, guys. We did it.
Nice.
Jared says, if this comes down to Simpsons and South Park, I'm not going to be happy. Jared, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that our brackets may not reflect that, but guessing by what I see here, you're not going to be happy.
So I disagree. I disagree here. Now, a little commentary is I think that a lot of people might vote for purposefully vote not for The Simpsons or South Park, but I think that shows like South Park and Beavis and Butthead are polarizing. There are people who fucking hate Beavis and Butthead and South Park, and they'll just vote for the other one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that it could very well come down to South Park and Beavis and Butthead in that right side bracket conference.
Yeah, I don't think we'll really get a upset until probably the Elite Eight.
Yeah. I mean, we had one, but yeah.
No, I mean full on.
Yeah, a full on meltdown one. This is so weird. You would think on my screen it actually has the accurate number of people watching, but it still just says one, and it hasn't moved, even though people are clearly responding. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of South Park, South Park versus The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. Hey, if anyone wants the bitch that I had to shorten that, you can go ahead and suck on a moose's tit, because no one cared. 10-0 for South Park. For me,
I had a 5-0,
mm-hmm.
which does not surprise me one bit.
Ian,
I got I got 3 for Johnny Quest, but I think it's because the polls were misleading and that people thought that they were voting for the regular Johnny Quest. But no, 3 Johnny Quest, 21 South Park.
Well, to be fair, this iteration of Johnny Quest,
I know, Bobby,
was really good. I liked it a lot, but it's not South Park. So I'm guessing all 3 of us for South Park then?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okie dokie artichokey. South Park undoubtedly destroys Johnny Quest 39-3.
I'm surprised that 3 votes went to Johnny Quest.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of our biggest upsets if you don't count the ones where things got 0 votes. next up, I think this one could be surprising. Space Ghost, the 6th seed, versus Goof Troop, the 11th seed. 6-4 for Goof Troop for me.
I got a 3-2 for Space Ghost, Coast to a Coast.
I thought this was going to be a huge upset. I thought Goof Troop was going to blow it out of the water, but they didn't. Space Ghost 16, Goof Troop 8.
Okay, so you actually thought Goof Troop was going to do better?
I did, because I think Goof Troop had maybe three movies, definitely at least 2 movies based on the show.
Thought we could not bring in movies into this because
I'm talking about popularity, like more people watched it, more people like grew up with it, where Space Ghost was like a late night cable TV talk show.
Yeah,
it was very, very niche. So I was surprised that so many people voted for it. I voted for it.
I mean, I'm happy people voted for it.
Did you do Goof Troop or Space Ghost for your personal vote there, Dan?
Space Ghost.
Okay, cool. So that brings my vote from 4-6 for Goof Troop to 7-6 for Space Ghost. And I am personally making this distinction. Had this been a Goofy movie versus Space Ghost, no question a Goofy movie. Oh, but this was Goof Troop. I can't think of the theme song, man. I don't think Space Ghost had one, but that's besides the point.
And this is one where it's like, I know Goof Troop was a show, but I don't remember watching it. I remember watching the movie, but I don't remember watching the show.
And before I announce this, I do want to say this. This same numbers bracket as in 6 versus 11, where we found our first upset of this whole thing. And amazingly, Space Ghost kills it over Goof Troop. So, 26-16.
Good job, Space Ghost.
Yeah, I thought that was the obvious choice, but I was also surprised to find that in my personal vote, before we added ours, of course, Goof Troop won. Next up, Spawn versus Captain Planet. This was interesting because I was actually hoping to have a surprise guest on the show who is adamant. They filled out 2 brackets. One was based on what they predicted the stupid public would pick, and one was based on what he wanted. And he went to town on why Spawn should win versus Captain Planet. But unfortunately, I guess we'll have to bring him in for another rant at some point.
Another day.
And again, people, if you look in the comments, you can click on that link and call in, please.
I would say, I don't doubt that Spawn should have beat Captain Planet. I'm not surprised it didn't. Well, I'm assuming it didn't. My votes were 5-0 for Captain Planet. Spawn, I think, just didn't have enough eyes on it. It was on HBO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think many of us had HBO or the wherewithal to look for this show.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You guys know this about me. I go with Whoopi everywhere. Where she goes, I follow. So I voted Captain Planet.
I gotta say, man, Gaia was banging in that show. And Whoopi Goldberg's voice. It's funny because everyone remembers Whoopi for her like raspiness, but dude, she was sultry in that. The Earth is in peril.
She's vivacious.
I was gonna say. Okay. Side note, watcher, my boy Jay Hugh, and contributor, said that he dressed as Captain Planet one year for Halloween as an adult, and I remember it, and it was a great Halloween. I think my dog probably pooped in their house because she always used to. My votes, 2 for Spawn, 7 for Captain Planet. Personally, I believe I took Captain Planet. Yeah. Oh, we skipped one, though.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, sorry.
We skipped
Pirates of Darkwater.
No, that's on the bottom. This is the way we've been doing it.
Oh, you're right. We're right. Okay, it's different. My bad. So 2 for Captain Planet. I'm sorry, 2 for Spawn, 7 for Captain Planet, and my personal vote goes to Captain Planet.
Yeah, my personal vote was Captain Planet. He taught us how to bring pollution down to zero. I mean, none of us listened to him.
Yeah, we didn't do it, but he taught us how to do it.
Yes.
I remember there's so the redhead was fire, and he was from Detroit, right? And there's an episode where he goes back to Detroit, and this girl that he used to be close with, I don't know if they dated, had turned into a punk rocker. And
nice.
But the thing was, like, you could tell it was just like some weird writers not knowing what the fuck they were talking about, because like he goes to meet up with her, and like some dude gets thrown out of a plate glass window with like a mohawk, and like whatever the fire guy's name is was like, dude, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, dude, it's a rave. And he goes in, and the chick has changed her name to Trash instead of Trish. Oh, my God, dude. It was so funny. It was like the punk rock scare, you know, how, like, they had the satanic panic. This was, like, the minuscule version, which was the punk rock scare where, like, mohawks was, like, bad and shit.
I like that it's the satanic panic, but the punk rock scare.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't even know what you would call it, but I also that also reminds me of in the Ninja Turtles movie when Casey Jones first encounters Raphael. He's like, you some sort of punker? I hate punkers. Oh, it's so funny. There's so many good, like, bad music references, like, oh, in the Punisher series where he's like, did you guys watch the Punisher Netflix series? I'm sorry, I'm tangenting. So it was great, or at least the first season was, and the dude, like, is trying to connect with, like, the kid that's the son of his, like, girlfriend. And he's just like, you like hip-hop? I don't really get it, but that Wu-Tang shit was real. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. It's so awesomely bad. Anyway, your votes, Dan. Captain Planet versus Spawn.
Oh, Planet.
5-0?
Yeah.
Yeah. So perfect. I love it.
Love me.
Yeah. Ian.
Overwhelmingly Captain Planet.
Yeah. 18-6 is still a good showing in my mind. It's a blowout.
I think so too, yeah.
And we all went Captain Planet.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, before we move on from Captain Planet, and this always kind of bugged me. So it's like, it's a group of 5 friends, right? And they meet this magic.
No, they aren't friends at the beginning. They become friends in a team.
Well, they
you
all
obviously missed the point of the show.
Just listen. They all get rings of power. It's like, here's a ring, gives you fucking power of fire, bro. Here's a ring, you can move dirt around. Here's a ring, you can move wind. And then they give the one kid heart.
Hey, it's the greatest power of them all.
Yeah.
Can you imagine sitting
there
getting that ring?
It's the fifth element, dick.
You're crazy.
Nailed it.
I'd much rather have a fire tornado than a heart.
Fire or tornado.
Anyways, Captain Planet wins. Can I introduce this next one? Personally?
Yeah, hold on a second. All
right.
Because you really fucked my transition here. By our power, by our powers combined, Captain Planet wins 33-8. Now you can introduce this next one.
So this I find this one interesting because Bobby really did not want one of these cartoons, and Dan didn't want the other one. And they're head to head. I was the only one that wanted both, and it's Gargoyles and Pirates of Darkwater.
I railed against Gargoyle's top seeding. I did not say it did not deserve to be on here.
Now, in retrospect, I probably do agree Gargoyles and South Park probably should have been swapped in their seedings, but we have reasons for why we did everything we did. Gargoyles is the greatest cartoon of all time.
Even above Batman?
I said possibly.
It's tough. Oh.
I didn't say definitively.
Sorry, it cut out. Okay. I had 1-7 for Gargoyles, and I personally chose Pirates. Because I had to. And yeah, I mean,
I had 5-0 in favor of Gargoyles, and you know I pick Gargoyles.
I had two people, so four people at least four people knew what Pirates of Darkwater was, because two people voted for it, and another two said, "Oh man, this was a tough one." But it's 22 Gargoyles and two Pirates.
Oh, and to clarify, it's the Xanatos Gambit where he says, "I pull grenade, I dive, you dive on grenade, or you stop me," you know. He always wins. Xanatos always wins.
Who's Jared's friend? Did he vote?
Jared?
Yeah.
Did Jared vote?
Yeah,
he did.
Okay, cool. Because he's adamant that Gargoyles is fantastic. All right.
It is.
It's fine.
It's fantastic.
It's not a 2-seed, and I'll go to my grave on that. Don't make me go all fucking Obeykin on your ass and fucking make a big stink about every piece of gold we get.
Please don't.
Well, you know what? Just fucking split it at the beginning. That's all I'm saying. All right.
I'm not doing this.
So I went Pirates because I had to. You guys obviously went Gargoyles. And... Fuck. 4-36 for Gargoyles.
Sounds about right.
Oh, man. If that makes it out of this next round, my bracket's going to be in deep trouble. Next up, Beavis and Butthead versus Mighty Max. Another 1-seed versus another show that includes the word Max. 8-0. Yeah, it's true. Good call. Oh, yeah, we've been over this. Yeah. Mighty Max, Bucky, Duck. Yeah, there's interesting correlations there. 8-0 for Beavis and Butthead, and I'm guessing that'll be an 11-0 for our personal votes.
Yeah, 5-0 from me, plus me.
Funny story. Up until about 2 hours ago, I thought Mighty Max was Fantastic Max, which is a totally different show about a baby who went to outer space. Huh. Either way, Beavis and Butthead wins.
I mean, Mighty Max was pretty much Polly Pocket.
Yeah, it was the dude's version of Polly Pocket. Jared is saying Gargoyles was voiced by the STTNG crew. What is that?
Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's pretty big.
I said that last time we did this
podcast. Oh god, I almost remember Fantastic Max.
Mighty Max.
Oh, Fantastic Max. The one that Ian just mentioned about the baby who goes to space.
Oh no,
he's jumping on a space duck tube.
That seems unsafe.
The cast of Star Trek had nothing to do with that though.
No, not at all. Beavis and Butthead 38-2. Who the fuck voted for Mighty Max?
They're both, I don't remember. But
horrible, horrible people.
I don't know. He had like a cool barbarian friend and a owl Aarakocra friend. I'm crossing worlds here. This one for me was surprisingly close. Johnny Bravo and Eek the Cat. Now, I remember Eek the Cat, but I don't remember a damn thing about it. I had to go Johnny Bravo. And my constituents, 5-3 for Johnny Bravo. And I just thought that Johnny Bravo would get way more clout because it was really the first Cartoon Network show. Or first cartoons.
2-3 in favor of Eek the Cat, which surprises me. And let's not mention that Johnny Bravo was the first show to really try and crush the patriarchy. You know, it's all about showing this big, strong man as the schmuck that he really was.
That's true.
Yeah, sort of a douchey anti-hero, but it's a Blazing Saddles effect.
Yeah.
Let me paint a picture for you. I love Eek the Cat. Johnny Bravo is fine, but I assume Johnny Bravo would just, like, blow it out of the water, you know, killing the cat. But as I sent the ballots out and the votes were coming in, my heart started melting, and I started glowing with joy as Eek the Cat totally took over Johnny Bravo from my 17-7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, did you go Eek?
No, I went with Johnny. No, Eek the Cat.
Okay. I went Johnny.
Yeah, okay. So, even with that, Eek the Cat, shocker. Kind of an upset, even though it was an 8-9, but 16 for Bravo, 24 for Eek the Cat.
Wow. Yes. Eek all the way. Eek 2020.
Yeah. Next up, 4-seed Dragon Ball versus 13-seed Winnie the Pooh. One of the greatest battles of all time, if you ever saw that crossover cartoon.
That was great.
Does not end well for Winnie the Pooh, but it's pretty amazing.
Air shines, though.
I had dead even. 5-5. Dragon Ball, Winnie the Pooh.
I'm a little scared here. Winnie the Pooh, I don't think I ever watched. I have a 1-4 in favor of the 13 seed Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, shit. Guys, I think we might have an actual tie if my math is right, which it might not be. It's clicked. So Winnie the Pooh 10, Dragon Ball 14.
All right. Oh. So before we vote, Dragon Ball 20, Winnie the Pooh 19. Look at your brackets, boys.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know who I know what I did.
Okay.
I don't remember what I did.
I had Winnie the Pooh.
I had Dragon Ball.
Dan?
On my bracket?
Yeah.
Pulling it up right now. Do-do. I went Dragon Ball on my bracket.
You went Dragon Ball? Okay.
On the bracket.
Okay, so that's your vote. But I'm getting message that...
That's not my vote. My vote is Dragon Ball. They're separate things.
What?
Not for this first round, they aren't.
Yeah, your bracket's your vote.
Not why?
I just thought that's the
first
most
round.
Logical thing to do.
Yeah. But aren't they... Didn't you just say they're the same thing?
No, I said that... I mean, I did vote the same, but in theory, a bracket is a prediction and a vote is a personal preference.
Okay, well, mine are complete correlations because...
Mine too, yeah.
Next round is different, though, because if something didn't make it... Jason, if you are still... Okay, so I'm going to leave this as it is, but he's saying that him and his wife argued about this one. That counts as two votes in my mind. So, Jason...
Wait. Yeah, his wife has a vote and he has a vote.
Right. So, if you're paying attention, man, what did you put on your bracket and what did your wife want? Like, what won out? Because you have a bracket, but what was the other one? Because this might decide it. I'm still on. Okay, cool. Oh, God, the suspense is killing me. Okay, as it stands right now, fellas. Dragon Ball is winning by... Oh, never mind. 22-20. Doesn't matter. My bad. I thought that was going to be a... Yeah, don't worry about it, Jason.
Bobby, quickly, for the record, the whole point was to get a prediction bracket and then votes from people.
No, I know. But, like, in the first round, everyone's bracket counts as their first... Look, it's semantics.
It did because people wanted to do both things, but we wanted both from people.
Right, but in my case, my votes are my bracket, for this first round especially. All right.
Theoretically, something like Pirates, you could have known people were going to go with Gargoyles, but you should have voted for Pirates.
What the fuck does it matter?
Yeah, it
doesn't matter.
Does anybody pay attention to the rules anymore?
It's not fucking nom,
that's
Walter.
That's from the Great Lebowski.
The Great Lebowski. Okay, so with Jason's wife, by the way, say hi to Julie for me, Jason. It comes down close. It's 22-21, but Dragon Ball takes it, which is not good for my bracket. Although I've been feeling good this whole time. This next one was actually kind of cool. 5-seed Magic School Bus versus Aeon Flux.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Aeon Flux. Someone else start. I'm tired of starting.
Very similar shows.
I was a little surprised by the one person who voted for Aeon Flux because I just didn't expect them to. But so I got a 4-1 in favor of Magic School Bus.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be a real blowout because Magic School Bus is so iconic.
Yeah.
But it was close. It was 13 Magic School Bus, 11 Aeon Flux.
Okay. I had 6 for Magic School Bus and 3 for Aeon Flux. Without our votes, that brings it to 23-15 total for Magic School Bus. Where did you guys land on this issue?
This is the only one where I really, really struggled picking. I love Deion Flux. I feel like it really deserved more credit than it got, but I had to pick School Bus for cultural relevance.
I put in my bracket, ergo, my vote that I'm casting now, which equates to what I'm putting in my bracket, was Deion Flux, actually. I surprised myself with that one.
All right, so that brings it up to 25-16 in favor of Magic School Bus. People like watching fish nut on children, but they don't like watching eyeballs getting licked, apparently.
And where did you go?
Me? What? Oh, I did Magic School Bus, sorry.
And not to mention the eye acting as a Venus flytrap.
I thought that's... Anyway, I don't remember Eon Flux at all. I remember it as a theory. I know it was Charlize Theron made a movie.
Remember the spine getting pulled out and folding over?
Yeah, I remember weird images from the previews, but that's it. Next up, Rugrats versus Sonic the Hedgehog. Gargoyles over Rugrats in seating, though. That makes sense. 9-0 without my vote, which was Rugrats.
I got a 3 in favor of Rugrats and a 2 for Sonic, and I was disappointed that anyone would give Sonic a vote over Rugrats.
2. You had 40% on Rugrats.
Rugrats won.
Yeah.
But I did have three votes for Sonic.
Fuck me, really? Yeah. I'm impressed. Okay, all three of us went Rugrats?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings it up to a whopping 12-0 for me. And willing to guess, Rugrats 36-5, which is a lot more votes than Sonic the Hedgehog should ever get. Jared is adamant that Eon Flux got robbed. He says it was art, and I said that Miss Frizzle, though.
I don't disagree with either point.
Yeah. Pointless thing to argue, but it's, hey, man, that's how it goes. Super close one here with a 6 seed versus an 11 seed. Beetlejuice versus Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, mine was also close. Would you like me to start?
No, because yours always puts it over the edge. Dan.
You're right.
Thing that is close. I was, since we were talking about like the girls voting in certain ways. Again, 3 of my votes came from women. All 5 of my votes went to Beetlejuice.
Wow.
Which really surprised me because I don't think Beetlejuice, it was a great show, but I'm surprised Powerpuff didn't get more love.
Mm-hmm. Ian?
Yeah, I agree with Dan 100%. I think Beetlejuice is great, but I thought our Powerpuff was more popular of a show, so I thought that the votes would be a little different than they are. I'm not going to tell my votes because I have the most votes until you tell yours.
Oh, I already did. I said.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I said 5-4 for Powerpuff.
So it's 11 Powerpuff, 13 Beetlejuice.
Oh, wow. Beetlejuice upset. 16 plus 22, or 16 to 22.
I voted Powerpuff personally.
Yeah, I did too.
I did not. I did Beetlejuice.
Okay, so some points there for Ian's bracket to be determined. So that makes it a 5-7 on mine, but that's not enough to bring it over. Powerpuff Girls upset by Beetlejuice. That's shocking. Like, I loved the Beetlejuice show, but I felt that, like, there was no chance in hell that it would beat out one of the original Cartoon Network cartoons. That's
I remember the Beetlejuice show, but I remember Powerpuffs a lot more.
Yeah.
And Mojo Jojo, great villain.
Oh, yeah, the monkey, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Shocking. I love it, though. Yes, the audience is shocked as well. Next up, 10 seed, 2 Stupid Dogs versus 7 seed, Rocko's Modern Life.
So wait, for the record, that was another 11 over 6 upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, let's see.
There are 2 of those.
Yeah, we had Duckman.
Yeah, Reggie.
And
Reggie saying goodbye.
Reggie.
Duckman beating Tailspin and Beetlejuice beating Powerpuff. Both Duckman and Tailspin was way closer, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, moving on. Two Stupid Dogs versus Rocko's Modern Life. This one, for me, was personally a little bit tough because I love them both, but I had to go with Rocko. Oh, I'm sorry. We're sharing votes first. 8-0, Rocko's Modern Life. Little shocked that no one decided on Two Stupid Dogs. What happened to your guys' corners?
Yeah, I got a 5-0 for Rocko.
Yeah, I'm also surprised that only two people voted Two Stupid Dogs.
I just don't think it had a lasting impact, but I remember, like, loving that show, and I just don't think it was on as much. I mean, obviously, it's a Nicktoons versus Cartoon Network thing.
Cartoon Network, yeah.
Cool. So where did you guys vote?
Rocko.
Rocko. Yeah, Rocco's definitely going to take it. But at which number, you say? Well, 2 for Two Stupid Dogs, which is appropriate, and 38 for Rocko.
So I also think that Rocko was sort of the first Ren and Stimpy, but actually for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, Ren and Stimpy was a cartoon, but on a children's channel. Rocko's Modern Life really was more children, even though he was a sex line operator at one point.
It sure was, yeah.
Oh, my God. That joke in and of itself was great.
Oh, baby, yeah, baby.
Well,
oh baby.
And wasn't that the whole thing is that Mr. Bighead's wife wanted to pork his little wallaby prick?
No. Yeah, she was friendly to him, but no, that wasn't part. That wasn't a subplot.
I think it was.
Disputed.
It was implied.
Okay.
No way. You're crazy. Bev Bighead. Let's not sully the name of Bev Bighead.
Bev Bighead, thank you. I just remember some, like, doesn't Heifer, like, his friend get milked at some point, too? And it's a guy, like, there was some.
He's a cow. A female cow.
He's a steer.
He was a steer.
That's an ongoing gag as well.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Also, he's adopted by wolves, and the mom name is Virginia Wolf. Very clever. Very clever show.
Who's afraid of Virginia Wolf? Like, realistically.
And let us not forget the Chameleon Brothers. Hello, Rococo. Love those guys.
Rococo, that's actually an interesting gag too there. All right, next up, something I had to shorten, so I'm sorry if that caused more confusion. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, the cartoon, not the game show, versus King of the Hill? Solid 9-0 here. I actually could have sworn I saw someone. Oh, you know what it was? It was somebody else. It was not one of my voters. 9-0. Dan?
Yeah, I got a 2-3 in favor of King of the Hill.
Wow.
That's obscene.
I had 5 votes for Carmen Sandiego. And the rest, King of the Hill.
Okay. All of us are going King of the Hill, correct?
I panicked because I literally did it as we were going live and I wrote down Carmen. So.
Oh! Okay. Hold on a second. Sorry.
That changes everything.
No, it doesn't. But it might change his bracket, although there's a dispute on what needs to happen there. Carmen Sandiego. Carmen Sandiego coming in at 8 votes. Solid, but not enough to unseed King of the Hill at 33. So, this is fascinating. A couple of big upsets, a whole lot of blowouts, which I don't think any of us are surprised at. Although, I think we got a little more contested spots in the punk rock bracket, whereas this one was almost sacrificial lambs all across the board.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? I'm trying to figure out if we can look at any of these potential matchups, but maybe it's just better we let that dog lie as well as the scoring.
I can pretty much tell you any matchup just looking at my my votes list, but I am very proud of Duckman coming through for us.
The Duckman cometh.
Duckman and Eat the Cat. I'm pretty.
And the Critic.
Yes.
I'm most excited about every week hearing Bobby say, "But Gargoyles isn't it good?" As Gargoyles progresses and progresses and progresses, because everyone loves it.
I just was saying it's not a 2 seed. It's not a 3 seed. It was probably a solid 4.
I full-heartedly disagree.
You know what's interesting here is I we've got a couple years between us, right? And then also we grew up on different coasts. And I honestly think that made a huge difference in some of the punk rock voting. And I think there's a direct correlation here with the programming schedule. And I can't pinpoint what it is, but man, Gargoyles was great, but it never fucking did it for me. It's just not as memorable as some of these shows.
Bobby, I disagree with that on principle, because the majority of our votes are coming from you and Ian, and Ian's collecting most of his votes in New York.
I'm collecting most of mine from the West, too. It's not a lot of my East Coast friends.
But I'm saying...
Oh, my bad. I miss... Yeah. No, I just find it fascinating. Again, like... I never said it wasn't a good show. I just don't think it's should have been a 2 seed. Not that that would have mattered, because like, look at the numbers, man. It could have been a freaking whatever seed, and as long as it wasn't going up again, like, I'm not saying kick it to the back half of the bracket. I'm saying that it doesn't belong in the highest position. So even if, let's say, it was up against Space Ghost or like, I mean, it would have won. I get it, but you're right. I don't think it'll go nearly as far. And in fact, I'm willing to share this information. I don't have it leaving. Oh, well, out of principle, I said Pirates of Dark Water, but there's no, I don't think it's going to beat Captain Planet.
I think it can.
I think it can too.
I mean, we'll see. And so will you, Foppers. Thanks for tuning in. Any final thoughts, boys? This is good. This is ending up being real good. I like this.
Final thought is, it's a Whoopi Goldberg, Star Trek's Next Generation, Gargoyles, Captain Planet tie-in. Watch a few episodes of Next Generation with Guinan. Whoopi Goldberg plays this immortal alien who runs a bar on the Enterprise, and she's great.
Hey, don't you maybe have an action figure of this?
I do, but it's in the other room. And I feel like standing up.
No, it's fine.
I think it's the best Whoopi performance in Star Trek's Next Generation.
Wow, the seething
that's my final thought.
Jab at Sister Act there, I see, or Eddie, or Roots. Isn't she in Roots?
I don't know. She's in The Color Purple.
Oh, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
But for my final thoughts, I'm very proud of the peoples for, like I said, pushing along The Critic and Duckman and a couple others, and making sure that Pirates of Darkwater is out of this conversation.
Yeah, I just had to be on the list, man. I knew it wasn't going to go far. I'm proud that Ian at least admitted or was with me on that. Not admitted, not like I proved it to him.
I've seen every other show on this list except for that one.
Maybe you should check it out.
I think. Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, anyone still watching out there? Okay, so this is how it works. There's a scoring system, and don't change your bracket. Who is this guy? Anyone know this dude?
Who? What? I don't see anything.
There's somebody in the
Alejandro?
Chat.
Alejandro.
Yeah.
Alejandro, is that my LAFC buddy?
Really?
If it's who I think it is. No. No.
Oh, damn. That would have been nice. All right. Well,
that's freaky.
That would have been a great way to end, but unfortunately, Homeboy didn't have a mic going. I hope he just screamed into his phone some obscenities and people just looked at him weird. No, so moving forward, here's how it works, people. Your brackets stay the same. Don't touch your brackets. You no longer will have access to them, actually. I'll probably take you off of it. However, we're going to be asking for your votes on the new matchups each round. And then, based on who you pick correctly, there is a point system in place. So at the end of this all, whoever gets the best bracket gets a little prize and a prize package, which may or may not include stickers and Ian's mystery prize. So, just keep tuning in and keep voting. That's all we need from you now. Please do not touch your brackets. If you have someone that wants to participate, I can send them a bracket that they can fill out, and we'll add them to the contest as long as I can tell that they didn't, like, cheat. The votes will be posted on the new updated bracket I will post on Facebook later today. And if you want, I'll tag you in it or just send it to you privately, Jay. So yeah, we don't need any more bracket meddling. Just vote on the new matchups that we will present later today. Dan, I didn't realize you're a Bears fan.
Oh, you're talking about
and the flag.
Stadium.
Are those I'm sorry, are those old LA is that
helmet?
Shakabra. Is the prize Ian's Guanin action figure? Guan?
Guinan.
Guinan.
I don't think he would ever part with Whoopi.
No, definitely not. I also have an action figure of Lieutenant Reginald Barkley. He's kind of like the worry ward of the Enterprise. He's played by the actor who played Hal and Mad Murdock on the A-Team.
Hey, how about that?
Fun fact for you.
I always thought Murdock was the leader because it sounds like a name, but isn't it Ahab or something?
It's Hannibal.
Hannibal, that's it. Yeah, all badass names on that team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
like face.
All right, I think
all right, see you guys.
Yep, Kamish, out.